Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI. And today I'm here with Vincent Flores, the Executive Director and Raul Duarte, Board Member of Native Music Coalition. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
Native Music Coalition's vision is to see our youth go back to their communities, go back to their places where they live, whether it's near or far, but go home with the understanding of what it's like to be indigenous and use the tools that they've learned with us to find wellness, encourage others, and basically become a positive role model in our reservations and our community's need. The mission of NMC is a mission that we hold near and dear to our heart, and it's really to educate the kids through oral traditions, through drum making, through crafts, through stories, through ceremony, and to really teach them the values that our ancestors have left for us.
Thank you. How does your organization work toward that mission?
So that's a challenge because the way our societies are set up, and we have many different tribal nations throughout Tucson that live here. And so we work with kids from up north in Apache country, Navajo country, even as far as north over as in South Dakota. And so the way we do that is we like to take a general approach to what it's like to find wellness through an indigenous lens. So we really try and find and maintain that balance so it encompasses everyone. And that has been a way that we have been able to get through without making someone feel left out.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing kind of the scope of what you do and some of the challenges. Can you share a highlight of one of the programs that help you execute your mission?
We just posted a video, and my boy Raul was the one that captured the video, but it's the young men and young women that are assembling a teepee. Mm-hmm. And by assembling a teepee, it connects us, but also the symbolism that it represents. Before Americans introduced us to the square home or building a home with wood, our homes are sacred places. And so we use that teaching to help the kids understand how to have healthy home boundaries. And they really grasp onto it. Mm-hmm. They really accept it. They're really excited to learn. And you can see in that video that Raul made, the kids respond really well to that.
Just very hands-on and excited to be a part of making the teepee. Some of the kids didn't know how or heard about making one, but never had the opportunity to do so. And so when they are doing it, they all focused and hands-on, just ready to keep learning.
Great. And do you have any upcoming activities that you're excited to talk about that are going on at Native Music Coalition?
Yeah, we have this project that we've been planning probably for the past 4 to 5 months, the grant that will help us take kids from the Tucson community over to the Rosebud community in South Dakota, the Sichangu Nation. And they're going to be learning star knowledge. They are going to be learning songs. They're going to go to a different land and see all the sacred medicines there. So that's coming up this year in May. We are able to provide 20 to 30 spots for the kids. And what we're trying to do now to raise some funds so we can rent a charter bus that will drive the staff, our equipment, everything that we need to be out there. We're going to be there probably for close to 2 weeks. And we really want the kids to have a good time. Not many of our youth get to leave the reservation, Tucson, let alone the state. And so we want to provide a great experience for them. It's going to be a memorable one, and I know they're going to remember this as they grow up, and mm-hmm. You know, we're excited to see their faces and go on this journey with them.
And how can people find out more about Native Music Coalition?
So yes, we do have craft markets throughout the year, but you can follow us on Facebook, NMC Native Music Coalition, on Facebook and Instagram. Our website is nativemusiccoalition.org. But give us a like, give us a share, give us a follow. Any of the support that we have is greatly appreciated, because as an organization like this, we understand that no one owes us anything. So we have everything to offer to the community. And by your support, even just by liking our page or anything like that, it means a great deal. It helps us reach an audience. It helps us reach a kid and even families. So we do our best to be a supportive force in our community. And so check us out. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent and Raul from Native Music Coalition, for being here today on Nonprofit Spotlight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You can find a longer version of the episode on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxci.org. Music by L1011. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.